and peace. Love 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 and peace.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. I'm Chest, aka Chest. Who else is with me this evening?
I'm Cold.
And I'm Ben.
Thought about playing some chicken to see if y'all would speak. But I was like, no, we'll just all stare at each other for too long.
Wow. I just almost started laughing. That's why it took me a little bit.
That's a very rare occurrence that I might make you laugh. So that's fun.
Just excited, you know?
Yeah.
Just excited to be here.
I know. It's been like 3 weeks since we've recorded. It's a long time.
Yeah. Have we recorded in August yet?
That's actually a really good question. I don't know that we have. If we did, it was like the
great question.
Ooh, actually, yeah. No, because we didn't last week.
Mm-mm.
And I don't think we recorded in August. That's crazy.
How are we That's still wild. Up to date?
How are we still alive?
That's a good question too.
That's a very good question. Well, I know Kolb is still alive because I visited Kolb's house.
Hey,
I know, that's cool.
Hey, how'd that go? True.
Oh, it was terrible.
It really was. You want to?
It was so bad.
You want to hear my this encounter with my friend?
Yes, we do.
Oh my goodness! So he rolls up.
Oh, I know.
And he, you don't know what I'm going to say. This is what happened to me.
Okay.
He barges his way into my backyard through my home. So I wasn't even there to greet him.
But I was let in by his wife.
I don't know that. I was outside.
Oh, fair
enough. And then he says, my house is a lot bigger than he thinks I deserve. And then he proceeds to brag about his wheels because he had a nice Dodge Charger.
Oh.
Challenger,
whatever. It was a nicer car than I'll ever have. And he was like, look at this baby. And I was like, man, that is fantastic. He ate the most lasagna in our house. He made fun of the drink that I bought for him. He said it was terrible.
Ugh.
My daughter fell in love with him. And now she thinks he's her dad instead of me. And then on the way out as a nice little, you know, goodbye, he backed up and ran over my mailbox. So it was like the worst night of all time.
Oh, wow. Sounds so terrible.
All those things, while the opinions and like all good politics, there's two sides to every story. So all the facts in that story is actually true. I did roll up in a Dodge Challenger and proceed to knock on the door and was let in by his wife, which he didn't know. And she said, they're out playing in the backyard. Go join them. And I said, okay, how do I get there? She said, go down through this basement. And I was taken aback because it seemed like there was multiple basements. Because this is the basement that I went to is not the basement that Kolb's sitting in. So I was genuine like, this house is pretty big.
Yeah.
Not because Kolb doesn't deserve it, but because there's multiple basements. You just don't expect that. And I walk out to the backyard and his daughter decides that I should be the one that pushes her on the swing, the youngest one. So she just knew I was a girl dad. So I pushed her on the swing for like 10 minutes and we chatted and tried to eat sour apples.
Oh,
and his sons, they did talk to me. Your other daughter did not talk to me. Yeah. Not for a while. Took about an hour and a half. Hour and a half before all of the children would acknowledge my existence. Then we went for a lovely walk. We talked to one of his neighbors who I had also seen in Dubuque that weekend. Sean McDonald's mother, very lovely lady. And then we watched Beethoven and played Uno after I did eat a lot of lasagna. It was so good.
That's awesome.
We had sourdough brownies. That was very unique. They were really good too. Kolb also called the sparkling water that he bought terrible.
It was gross.
It was very disgusting. It was like a soda. It was like a sparkling water that was trying to be a soda. So it was really syrupy and like gross. It's really bad.
What was the brand or kind? What was it?
What was it?
Did you send a picture out?
I did send a picture of it somewhere.
Anyways, keep going with your story. I'll look it up.
So, I stuck around until like, what was it, like 10 o'clock, Kolb, I think. And then I peaced out for O'Hare Airport.
And you did run over my mailbox.
I did run over his mailbox, which Kolb said everybody does that.
And I only said that to make you feel better.
It's probably true. Klarbrunn.
Klarbrunn.
Two N's. Klarbrunn. Yeah.
Cherry
lime. Not cherry lime made. Cherry lime.
Okay. Yeah. I do remember that now.
Yep.
So that was. Oh, I usually love those flavors.
Yep. That was my visit to. I was previously in Dubuque, but that visit, the highlight was visiting the Kolb's residence.
Aw. Mm. Thanks. Yep.
It was quite fun.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yep, they live in a lovely community with a lake.
Ooh.
And very rambunctious dogs that are lovable. Lovable rambunctious dogs.
Like in the community or the Kolb's dogs?
No, the Kolb's dogs.
We have a stray.
We did pass quite a few dogs, though. We found a community dog bowl for water. That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was disgusting. I shouldn't have drank out of it, but. You know, dogs will be dogs.
When it's free, you got to take advantage.
Yeah, free water. You can't say no to that. You never know when you're going to get another chance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
So I noticed. What? Go ahead.
Sorry. I was kind of steer us a different direction. So
please do. No, I was going to ask what everybody else has been up to. So.
Oh, I was going to comment on your beard. It looks a little longer than usual, and I like it.
Ooh. Well, thank you. Okay, yeah. So legitimately, this is not for me. I need to contact the barber that cut this. I have gotten more compliments on this beard than any haircut in my entire life. She also cut my hair, which you can't really see with my headphones on. But she did like a slight fade up and then like longer on top. And then I was like, can you trim my beard? Because I'm trying to grow it. But I've never styled a beard before. She's like, well, I can do like a fade down and like leave the bottom and front long to grow down. And then we trim the sides. Yeah. So it's worked because literally the past 2 weeks, it's been once every 5 hours, I think.
Oh, that's a good ratio. A good rate.
No, but it's been a lot. It was a lot of compliments. So I got to text her and be like, evidently, you do good work. So, but thank you.
Your hair looks terrible, but the beard looks good.
I'll make sure to let her know that. You've got work to do.
Yeah.
Could have just been your client, not your work, but.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to like, you want her to have to like still work for it, you know?
Right. You don't want to get complacent.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Keep a good, honest barber, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's good. That's
yes,
good.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Anything else fun in people's lives in the last month?
I'm trying to think of.
I have more, but I don't want to hog airtime.
It's been a fun month. Had family up, had Thomas up.
How was Thomas's visit?
It was a lot of fun. It was good. He came up Thursday night, and I picked him up at the airport around 11:45 p.m. And we did what we always do when I pick him up, which is immediately go to McDonald's and order entirely too many chicken nuggets and fries. Nice. But I will say, this is good because this needs to be on air. we both admitted to one another, best McDonald's experience ever. So we both had 20 McNuggets and fries. And two things usually happen after you do that. One is you feel like crap that night. And two is you feel like crap in the morning. Gentlemen, neither of those things happen to either of us.
Wow. I don't believe that for a second.
And it was not only that, the food was hot and fresh that late at night. So like for those reasons,
that's impressive.
Best McDonald's experience ever.
Yeah.
Did they run out of like chicken nuggets and have to slaughter a real chicken or something?
Jimmy.
Maybe.
Somebody just bought all the nuggets. Go get another chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. That could have happened. That okay. Might, we didn't, right. We didn't think about that.
Let's not take that out of the realm of possibility here.
We did the, I introduced him to the roller coaster as well. I don't know if I
texted that. Well, you did text us that. You said you said you did the roller coaster.
Yep. You've never done that with him before?
I did not know he had never done that.
Oh, I love that.
I was like, Thomas, have we ever done the roller coaster? He's like, the what? And I'm like, okay, we'll do it right here.
One of my favorite things to do with Ben at college.
That's true.
I will say, as fun as it was, it's definitely best if you have a car full of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it was still good. Still good.
Because you can't put your hands up very well because you're driving.
Well, I can. It's just the full effect because it's not only everyone putting their arms up, it's everyone yelling together. It just sells it really good.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, gosh.
Did you come up with that at college? Time. Or was that before?
No. No, that was at college. I never did that like in high school or anything.
Okay.
No.
That's great.
It's a college miracle.
You guys brought out that goodness in me.
Who was at the window? The best time ever? Who
Loudon. David Loudon.
Yes.
Bless his heart.
He tried to have a conversation and we just
just
soared out past the, through the window.
Little did he know he was being cemented into history.
Yep. I'll never forget it. Forget who it was, but I'll never forget that experience.
Yep. Yeah.
So maybe he's not submitted. Not in my brain.
For me.
Yeah.
Never forget. Always remember.
Always never forget. Oh. Guys, this is really good. It's a new one. It's a Waterloo sparkle.
Oh. Oh, I've had those before. Those are good. Not that flavor, but I've had the Waterloo ones.
Ginger citrus twist. So lime, lemon, and ginger.
Ooh.
Like ginger root.
Hmm.
Just ginger dripped root. Water on my computer. It looks isolated, so I'm actually going to leave it because I don't want to hit my mic. I like ginger root, so I'm enjoying this, but it's just me. I was excited. Yeah. I saved it all the way till tonight to try it. Just to give a verdict.
We appreciate the thought, but you didn't open it on air. So how do we know?
I know. I literally logged in and was waiting for you guys, and I was thirsty because it's so hot in here. And I cracked it open, and as soon as I heard that sound, I was like, what have I done? That was the only reason I brought this in here, was to do that on air, and I ruined it. So you notice I'd saved it until... Now we've passed through a lot of banter before I even brought it up. I was ashamed.
Yeah. I'm surprised you even were willing to bring that up. I mean, as far as we know, you didn't even open that.
I thought about saving the next can for the next episode and doing it then. But I'm like, they see me drinking it, and I know they want to ask. So I can't not say anything.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. We just have to ask.
You just... Clearly, by you not asking, it was a plea to ask for me to volunteer the information.
That's right. It was a compulsory silence.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Man. Speaking of silence, we're not going to have that tonight because we're going to talk about Trigun.
Nice. Well played.
I know. A good transition. So Trigun continues.
I don't know how you think of them.
They just come to me.
So
it's
good.
A gift.
So good.
We're in Trigun, the new show, Trigun Stampede. Episodes 5 and 6 were tonight, We've had like 8 weeks to watch them, so we hopefully have seen them both at least once. If we haven't, then just shame on all of us. All of us. Wives included. But either way,
especially
talk about them. Yeah, especially the wives. Yep. Just a moment of silence. Out of shame. Oh man. So before we get into it, Cole, you sent us a pretty fun picture of Vesh. That was cool.
I did.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. You just saw that on a random desk at work?
I did. Yeah. I was at a very nice office complex for my new job. I don't work there, but as I was talking with a guy, I saw his neighbor had this 13-inch long or tall Vash the Stampede toy. And I was like, wow, that is, and it's a vintage one. That's an old school 90s kind of G.I. Joe toy. I'm like, well, I got to take a picture of this. And I did. And the guy who was with me is like, don't do that. He might get fired for that kind of stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm still going to do it though.
Right. You got to do it.
Yeah. Now I know works at or has a telephone. That's what I know.
I can from that picture?
Can... Yep. It's on the
phone. Oh, well, now I'm definitely going to get fired. Thanks, Chess. You gave out personal information.
Yeah. Way to go, man.
Yep. So on air, we now know that Vash the Stampede is next to a phone that has dialed that person.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, I got to go tell my wife I'm not going to have an income for a while.
There you go.
Not if I don't bleep it out. But anyway, I do like that action figure. But we're not going to talk about action figures the whole time. We're going to talk actually about Trigun. So, episodes 5 and 6 of Trigun Stampede has brought out more characters and plot lines. I don't really know where I'm going, so I'm waiting for one of you to jump in. I'm like,
I don't think we are. I think we're just waiting for you, man.
Okay, fine. So what did y'all think of these episodes? Because one is a mix of a flashback for Wolfwood, some more of his story, and one is a mix of not really a flashback, but backstory for your boy Vash, haunted by old ghosts, you could say.
You could say that.
Yeah. Here, I'll just give some of my opinions here.
There you go.
Get something out there. Yeah, I just realized kind of I'm not interested in the story. this is weird to me. And this is coming from the guy who's not the biggest Trigun fan, but this idea of kind of going through a vaguely familiar path, but so many things being very different and characters being changed enough or being changed at all that aren't like favorable or positive changes. So just not interested in even seeing where it goes. I'm coming out pretty strong here. I already wrote in my listing of shows, you know, I put done after it.
Like, yeah. I'm
not planning on rewatching the show, and we're not even done with it. And it's not because it's like awful. Like, I'm sure if I watch this in isolation, I would have some interest in what's going on. But there's just something about the fact that I've seen this story all the way go all the way through, and really loved where it ended. And I know we're not going to get there, and the path to getting there hasn't even been enjoyable. So this has been kind of a disappointing journey for me. Thus far.
Wow.
Wonder what he really thinks.
Yeah, well.
Ben, thanks for your thoughts, man. You want me to go next?
Go ahead.
Okay.
And remember it. So it'd be good if you went next.
Okay, sure. Ben, this is interesting. If I'm looking at it as a Trigun fan, I agree with you 100% of the way. Now, I did something very out of characteristic of me. I watched it very open-mindedly, as if I was watching a series for the first time. And I was like, I got to get past the 3D thing. But after I did, I actually enjoyed these two episodes.
Hey, look at that.
That's not
what I expected.
I was really had to focus my mind and say, okay, this is a brand new show. I don't know anything about these characters. Let's just watch this. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, I was like, okay, these are not bad. And I enjoyed them.
Yep. I'm sure.
So there you go. That's my initial thought right now.
Well, I really want to dig into that, because that, I'm glad that you're able to split your personalities.
It was real tough.
I don't doubt it. I'm worried about your mental health at this point. But
yeah, I might have two personalities in me. Who knows?
I will ask to speak to both of you separately. So it's funny you said it the way you did, Ben, because I was really trying to remember where this happened. I was just talking about this type of thing with Powell, and it was about, did y'all ever listen to Switchfoot growing up?
Or in general?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
So the 20th anniversary of their CD, The Beautiful Letdown, came out, and they re-released it. Well, they re-released it the way they said our version. So the backstory is they were signed to a bigger record label. They produced The Beautiful Letdown, and then the record label dropped them, and they, right before it was about to be released, and they still were able to release it somehow, but it was basically the version that this record company that didn't want them anymore produced. And so when they re-released it for the 20th year, they said, well, why put out a version that for people who didn't even want us? We're going to re-release it the way we wanted to release it. And so Powell was asking, is it any different? And I was like, well, honestly, it's not that different. But it's different enough where, like, I'll be singing something and it's like my brain is misremembering things. So I'm expecting, you know, this beat to hit and it's not there, or this lyric, and then it just is drug out a little too long and I miss sing the song. And so that's kind of what this feels like with Trigun, is like my brain is like skipping. Because something will happen, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's so and so. Oh no, different. Okay, track this way now. And so that nostalgia, like very vaguely similar path, but like characters are behaving differently, or they're being introduced in different ways. It's kind of that feeling that I'm getting of like the nostalgia's hitting, but it's skipping beats a little bit. So I will say, I didn't quite split my brain like Kolb. I'm able to enjoy things purely on like an entertainment value, and be a little less critical. And that's kind of where I've slid this into. So I'm not ever going to get hardcore defensive about this show. I'm totally fine if someone doesn't enjoy it. I'm totally fine if someone never watches it. I will always, based on what I've seen, recommend that the original show above this one, if someone's looking to see Vast the Stampede. But I'm enjoying it as an entertaining show. I think it's I think the same as before. I'm appreciating the effort that they're trying to put into some creativity, even if it's not perfectly my cup of tea. Sometimes I still have some big qualms about some of my favorite characters, which we can get into, even more so now. I'll leave some statements for later. But yeah, I have some more reservations than I did at the beginning, but I'm still enjoying it as an entertaining show, is where I'm at. Yeah. So I'm sliding backwards or down, and Cole sliding up. that's how we're doing. And Ben's solidly in the middle, if not sliding down.
in the middle.
Between who we are.
Let off the cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a Trigun person, he slid off the cliff.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, it's weird. You're talking about how, like, I am rarely the, like, I'm so critical on something that I just can't enjoy it.
You're not a Christopher R., if you will.
Right. That's very true. it's funny. That actually just came out. Christopher and R. and I were texting about the new Star Wars show. Mm. And we saw it.
Which one?
Completely different. Ahsoka. I'm not going to share anything about our views. But
did you see it different than him, you're saying?
Yes, completely different.
Okay, then me and you are probably more similar than... Because me and him have also conversed, and me and him are different.
And his observations...
I should probably talk to him, too.
Yeah. It's just none of the stuff I noticed. Like, everything he said... And here's the thing, though. When he says, like, when we have these conversations about shows and movies, I'm just like, oh, yeah, you're right. But I don't notice these things. I don't know. So anyways, that's why I'm surprised that I'm watching Trigun and I'm like, oh, I can't enjoy this. It's not like the original. It's just like, who cares? Well, but for some reason, I care.
So I go to Christopher R. a lot for movie stuff because he has he's not. Yeah, I know. He's not just like, he doesn't just hate on stuff. He just has a really good critic's eye. Like, he just views things through a different lens than I do. So if I want to hear how a movie is, I'll go ask him, and then I'll just kind of assume I'm probably going to like it about half a point higher than him, because I'm just more there for entertainment. And that's how I usually do my metrics, and it's almost always right. So he's very good at catching details that I wouldn't normally catch. And when I try to have on that filter, I just don't enjoy media as much. So I usually just turn it off and just enjoy what I'm watching. Unless it's really bad, and then just turn it off. Unless it's Joran, and then I have to record about it. So, yeah. So, Colb, I'm curious. We've heard a lot about how, as a Trigun fan, you feel about the show. So, when you turned that section off of your brain, I don't know if you need to go change clothes or something, but could you tell us what it's like to be a different person watching this show? You're Colb. The B side. I don't know what to call you. It's not 2.0. You're not improving yourself. You're split yourself.
The lesser Colb?
Well, you're hopefully equal parts.
Oh,
but,
maybe.
Sure. The lesser Colb. When the lesser Colb is watching this. When the lesser Colb is watching this, what made you enjoy the two episodes then? Because you were hardcore on this show.
Oh, yeah. And as a Trigun fan, if I was looking at it like comparison, I would still be as upset and angry as I have been. In fact, I probably wouldn't have watched past episode 3 with that whole knives debacle. I would have been like, okay, I'm done here.
Even with your 5-episode rule?
Yeah. I mean, because it's such a loved property for me. I'm like, ugh. So anyway. Wow. So I take all of that away. And then I was like, okay, what? Oh, calm down. Just calm yourself. So, take all that away. I think about, what did I want from this series? I wanted cool villains. I wanted cool fights. I wanted some interesting bad guys. And then episode 5 came around. And the Diablo character, I'm guessing it's Diablo, right? That's who he was supposed to be? Jess?
Yes.
In theory. Yeah. He looked exactly like him, at least in the face facial. I was like, ooh, this guy's cool.
That's
He's got two machine guns. He's got that skull face. I'm like, oh yeah, this is what I'm talking about. And then Vash did some annoying things trying to save him, blah, blah, blah. And then you realize the weird way they set the episode up, where you're flipping back and forth between two storylines of this little kid and then Vash's story. And then once you realize, oh, the little kid stuff is a flashback and this little kid is that bad guy, I was like, that's interesting. And like you said, it's a ghost of Vash's past come back to haunt him. Yeah. And Wolfwood really kind of enforces that with, like, talking about failed promises is basically just, or empty promises is the same thing as a lie. And you're just feeling guilty that you didn't save this kid back then. I was like, this is more deep, and it's not too showy like the original episode or those earlier episodes were, episode 3 and 4. So I was like, this is good. I like this.
This was also replacing the moment, because Wolfwood kills that character, the dual-wielding psycho kid that he didn't save. This is him in the original show. Wolfwood kills Zazie the Beast, and Vash freaks out about it. And right. This is that moment in this show.
Yeah, and this show, it had a little more depth because Vash recognized this kid or this monster as being that kid. So it was more of an impact when Wolfwood, you know, cold-heartedly shoots him.
Yeah.
So I thought it was more interesting than anything we've seen so far.
Okay.
I'd give you that. I will say I was confused for a while, and maybe that was the point. I was like, wait, is this a flash? Wait. I was a little confused on the timing of things at the beginning of that episode, or most of that episode, until I finally realized, oh, the kid's the monster.
Yeah, that was the point, I think.
Yeah.
To confuse me.
Thanks.
Yeah. Just confuse the heck out of you. So I did enjoy that. The monster. I will say, I think one of the things that I'm finally, like, I'm allowing myself to think through the critiques. So Vash and Wolfwood in the original show have an amazing rapport. They just really get along really well. And in this show, I mean, we can just lay it all out there because it's already been spoiled. Wolfwood is part of the bad guys in this show. I forgot that's already been revealed. So in the original show, that is a huge plot twist. Huge deal. And in this one, it's not. It's like laid out clearly. Boom, there it is. And I loved, that's part of the problem, is the nostalgia. I loved in the original show, you have this beloved character who's hilarious with his interactions with Vash. Mm-hmm. Calls him Needle Noggin, constantly just fighting with each other.
Which doesn't work in this one.
Right.
Because calling him Needle Noggin, his hair doesn't go up like needles.
No.
It's down. Agreed. So it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. But in this show, it's almost like, in the previous show, it'd be like they became friends and then they stayed friends despite what happened with the plot twist. In this show, it's going to be if they become friends, it's despite the fact that Wolfwood is on the bad team. And I just don't like that. I wish that it was not that way. I just wish that Wolfwood was more like he is in the original show. This one, he's more jaded. He basically, to me, he feels much more like someone who would just cold-heartedly gun someone down in this show. In the previous show, it was a little bit of a, like, he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to gun that person down, but he's going to do it out of this certain sense of mercy or justice that he has doing what he would always say. Like, I'm doing the Lord's work, and, you know, like his whole preacher stick. But in this one, he's not a preacher. He's a
grave digger.
Grave digger, undertaker. So he's just like, yeah, why would he not shoot someone down and be this jaded killer? So Wolfwood's character, I'm not as big a fan of in this show, and that's unfortunate because I really liked him in the last one. Yeah. So that's been a negative for me. Though, overall, episode 5 was an enjoyable episode, I guess, but not my favorite.
Not my favorite. Well, here's another positive for you, fellas, about episode 5.
Wow, we
As a viewer, I know. Maybe, you know, whatever. Maybe I'm going soft in my old age.
You're pretty old.
Could be it. What I did like also was after the villain got shot in the head and died, that the windmill started turning. I liked that a lot because the whole deal was this town is dying because there's no wind, and their belief system is we got to sacrifice a kid so that the wind can happen. And like the wind has been dead for 20 years. until this kid finally died. I was like, oh, that brings up so much weird ideas in my mind about this world. So it was a nice little touch at the end there. Like, this kid finally died. The windmill's turning. The town's already dead because of the power shortage and the monster kid murdered everybody. But
still. And the scene where he comes back, because he's the one that murdered the town. He can't, because what happened was Knives' group kidnapped this kid. Well, not kidnapped. They sacrificed him to this group. They didn't know that. And he gets experimented on, and he gets like accelerated growth hormones put in him. And he's still a child trapped in an adult's body in a monster's body, basically. But he comes home and he's like knocking on the door to his old house, and his mom answers, and it was the kid voice. Mm-hmm. And then as she's going to open it, you hear it warble into the monster voice, and you're like, oh no. And then he goes and murders his mom and the rest of the town. And I was like, that's pretty dark right there.
It is.
It's a much darker show than the original one, I'll say.
And that maybe I'm just liking the grit. It's very good. But again, this is my detached mind from the original.
The lesser cold.
Right, the lesser.
The lesser cold, yeah.
Yep. Detached brain.
Cold 0.05.
Cold 0.05. That's a good way of putting it. Well, then Ben, do you have anything to add to episode 5?
No, no, I think that was good.
So episode 6 gets a little intense. I mean, I guess in action, yes, but they throw in a lot of characters in episode 6. There's quite a few new additions.
I can think of one.
I'm trying to actually remember episode 6. What happens in episode 6 again?
So they go on the sand steamer.
So
they're on the sand steamer. So this is also a callback to the original show. Ash goes on a trip in the sand steamer. In the original show, he's just on a trip. But in this one, he's leaving the area. It's put on a sand steamer. And he's with Wolfwood. And there's more than one, Colb. There's two old characters. And then I'm struggling. Wolfwood's brotherish figure, is he in the original? I was really struggling with that memory.
Are you talking about new characters as in not in the original show, or that we haven't seen yet in this show?
We haven't seen yet.
I can only think of one.
Oh, no, there's at least two. And it's
the brother kid.
So the brother kid's a new character, right? Livio? Yeah. He's brand new. He's a brand new character for the show. I was like, okay, that's fair. We'll give Wolfwood some more backstory in this new role he has. We can talk about that. Legato shows up.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
At the end. Call. And the Bad Lads gang has made their appearance.
So who cares about them?
That's the third set. Well, if the big bad Bad Lad shows up, I enjoyed his character in the original.
I don't think he will, because that would take away the impact of... No, not Legato. Livio.
Oh, Livio. Livio's there.
That'll take his impact away if the main boss is the Bad Lads.
Yeah.
Boss.
Man, I really enjoyed that character too.
Oh yeah, and that's in the original. That's kind of the first instance that we see like, Vash, you might have to make some hard decisions here. You might have to start shooting
Slaughter.
Yes, that's on this. But when he gets total up to the slaughter. When he finally gets up to the conductor, there's that hostage situation where the Bad Lads guy is like, hey, mm-hmm. you're gonna have to kill me. Vash gets out of it and he doesn't do that, and it's not that turning point for him, but it's like the first temptation of it, like, hey, you might have to kill somebody.
Yeah. Mm. And that Bad Lads dude actually makes the right call and helps stop the steamer in the end, in the original.
Correct. But I don't think he's coming back for this. He might.
I think you will be right. Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see. They do a lot in the show. So basically, this episode has some flashback. but it's done differently. I will say I actually enjoyed the little break in animation style. They did this like silent film, different animation, 2D animation. So there you go, Cole. Some 2D animation for you.
It was silent, but yet they still heard laughing and giggling and breathing heavy.
Yes, no talking.
So it wasn't really silent.
Not silent, just no talking. But it's all a flashback of like Wolfwood being at the orphanage, which we never saw in the original. He did talk about it, though. And sure enough, he gets taken by Knives' organization. You find out, wow, he's a prodigy. He becomes a super weapon. And then he runs away, and they take Livio, his basically adopted brother. He adopted Livio as a brother, and they take him because Livio's like, well, I'll take his place. Don't kill him, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. And then Livio does it, and he kind of loses himself. He's not as strong as Wolfwood, and he kind of loses his humanity and his sanity. Mm-hmm. And Livio has shown up to kill Wolfwood and Vash. Well, to kill Vash.
Just Vash.
But Wolfwood is there, and it's unfortunate. And he's
just Vash. So, Ben.
It was just Vash in that one.
Ben, let's hear your thoughts on this episode.
Yeah. As it slid off the cliff. Let's talk moderate.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you. Good to be here. I didn't actually like the silent film thingy. not to be that guy again, but I don't know. It wasn't very impactful to me. I'm a big sound and music and hear it in visual. I don't know. I just like the
Hamilton.
Whole,
you're like a Hamilton guy.
I'm like a Hamilton, you know, just Hamilton. That's me. You think Ben, you think Hamilton. That's where I'm at.
Yep.
I will say, like, some of the, I'm just jumping. I have images in my head. For some reason, I don't have the whole episode. I'm picturing the part
with it. That's why.
Yeah. Dilly dilly. When Wolfwood, is it when Wolfwood is between Vash and, like, there's that, is that kind of towards the end? There's that struggle there, that tension?
A couple times almost. He gets in between Livio and Vash quite a few times. It's like, stop. Yeah,
that's
stop.
Interesting to me. I like that there's some tension going on here. But yeah, I don't know what it was, but in general, I wasn't very into these episodes. And so I'm having trouble. I watched these yesterday, so it wasn't very long ago.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah, now I am. I'm even more surprised
that I remember anything
that you don't remember. I mean, that to me, that does speak, but not being sarcastic, that speaks of like, yeah, it really has not interested you. Cause like I watched them last week, I think in preparation for recording. Was it last week? No. Yeah. Last week. Rewatched.
Watched them last week in preparation for 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, seriously. Whenever I did watch them, it was not this week. I didn't rewatch them. I just reread the synopsis, and I remember stuff. But if you didn't, I just genuinely think that does show. Yeah, it's just not your thing right now.
I think the bigger thing that shows is just a tribute to not my great memory and your. I've talked about this like when we're remembering The Office, like. I watched an episode of Office like 10 minutes before we recorded, and these goobers remembered more about the episode than I did, and they probably watched it 6 months ago or a year ago. Just like,
I haven't watched
cow.
That in years.
Yeah, exactly. And I just put – if someone put Stanford is Closed as their name, if I hadn't just watched the episode, I'd have no freaking clue what you're talking about. And you both laughed your heads off when you saw that. I just don't have the same memory. I just don't.
Okay.
So
it's okay.
Yeah,
it's a not always it a really blessing. Is. Yeah, I would say that because I can't remember anything. So the fact that I remember trivial things annoys my wife quite a bit. So.
Hey guys. Hey guys, remember back in Joran and the treasurer had a photographic memory and she's like, it's not all it's cracked up to be. That's us.
That's Colb in this group. Because I don't have a photographic memory.
Cold well, neither do I.
I think you do. We'll never know until we ask Cole 0.5.
Thank you.
What about you guys? It's good to be here. Tell me what you guys thought
about that episode. Chess, you gave a huge synopsis of this episode, but you didn't tell us any of your feelings. How do you feel about it?
Tell us how you feel, man.
Tell us how you
feel. Well, this is our first kind of two-parter, right? I know the Zazzy the Beast was kind of a two-parter because he was inside the thing.
Tell us how you feel.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. See? I don't remember things. It ends at a cliffhanger. So I want to see how they handle the Bad Lads gang before I would really know how I feel. However, I did enjoy seeing some of Wolfwood's backstory. So I enjoyed that. I thought it was a different start. I'll give it that. It was different. It was a different episode than what I was expecting. And given that I have been disappointed by similarities, I appreciated that it was very different. So it was like it tried to be very different. And I was like, I actually prefer this. The less you try to be like the original, the better at this point for me. So the fact that they went like completely in this different direction with Wolfwood and stuff, even though he's a very beloved character for me, it's like kind of like Kolb's detachment. I was like, okay, I'm just going to say this is this Wolfwood. And those feelings that I had in episode 5, those were very real. Like I saw him kill the guy and I was like, I just don't feel like they have the give and take that they did, blah, blah, blah. But now that I'm watching this one, I'm like, okay, at least they're making him a whole different thing at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying how the steamer's playing out a little bit because Vash is kind of taking a backseat. And in this show, he is not as funny and fun-loving. And so he's way more serious. So I've actually kind of enjoyed that Wolfwood's trying to avoid a confrontation with Vash, because this is kind of his backstory that we're watching. I do think Vash is going to take a front seat now that the Bad Lads gang is here, and he's going to have to choose, like, how do we save everybody? Blah, blah, blah. That's kind of Legato's whole point. Like, put you in this position where you gotta save more than a few people. You gotta save a lot. And you can't kill everybody. You can't kill anyone, Vash, so what you gonna do? I wish there was more humor. Like, I feel like in the previous show, even moments like that, like I said with Colton, I was bringing up the Slaughter song. Like, that's one of my favorite moments in the original one, is Vash tries to scare everyone off from a hostage situation by leaning into his humanoid typhoon character and singing a song on the radio, the PA system, about how he's going to murder everyone. And then when it doesn't work, he's like, man, I was hoping you'd all run away, but you didn't. Now I got to deal with this. So it's just like, he really is trying, but like in a goofy way, not like I must save everyone. And I'm, you know what I mean? It's just not so serious. So this show is just more serious.
Yeah.
Lesser Cold?
Serious.
Well, guys, I feel like every time I talk about my feelings with the show, I have to make sure I say, if I was looking at this as a Trigun fan, I would hate it. But since I'm not doing that, I like this episode, guys.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with me, but if they're going to...
Lesser Kolb.
That's right. Different personality. If they're going to spoil that Wolfwood is part of the Gung-Ho Guns or in league with the bad guys early on like they did, they're going the right way about it right now with giving us his backstory. Mm-hmm. We don't know anything about Wolfwood's backstory in the original. So when we meet him, we're like, oh, who's this traveling priest? Oh, this traveling priest doesn't know much about his occupation. Oh, he's got guns inside of his cross. Oh, wait, the cross is a bigger gun also. And he's okay with murdering people. Like, you kind of learn these things as you go along, and you love him anyway.
That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely the better way of going. But since they've already spoiled that he's not in fully on, you know, the light side or whatever you want to say, I think this is the way to go about it, is to show his backstory. Yeah. Show his backstory. And then you can also see that he's not fully on board with these guys. Mm-hmm. I think he's rogue right now. So Zazie the Beast is just kind of messing with him. And I think that brings in a whole nother element, like, oh, where is his allegiance? Is it on the side of decency and justice, or is it on the side of murdering people? Is he the Punisher? Which one is he?
Yeah, that is his nickname, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's a very interesting way to go. And the way this show, this episode ends, where Legato's not talking to Vash, he's talking to Wolfwood. Like, hey, who are you going to kill? How are you going to get out of this situation, Punisher? So I'm like, oh, that is so, you know, interesting for this character of Wolfwood. I don't like it as much as the original Wolfwood, but I think the way they're going about it is the correct way to go if they've already spoiled that he's not on the level.
So the summary is that I am having a hard time disassociating nostalgia. So it's declining for me. You're opening your mind to enjoy this as a separate show, and you're actually enjoying the way they're taking it.
As of right now.
That's pretty fun.
Maybe because they got Meryl out of this episode. I was like, this is good.
It's true. Mm. That's interesting that you point that out. I didn't think about that.
Is it? I don't really like her character.
No, I mean, like, that's kind of, I didn't think about that. Like, she's not in the episode. And she is a conflicting character for me, because I want to like her character because I enjoyed her character in the other show, but I'm not enjoying as much her character in this show. And I still really wish Millie was there, although I've come around to Roberto. I think he's a good character, but man, I just missed that Meryl-Millie combo.
Mm.
Yeah, he's all right. He's very level-headed. Like when he's like, hey, you hear gunshots, you move out of the way of the gunshots, you stupid girl. I was like, yeah, that's right. And then like the beginning of this episode, he's like, we're dropping these two gunmen off and we're leaving. I was like, that's probably wise. These guys are, they just attract danger. Let's get them out of our lives. We've got enough for our story.
Which makes sense. If you're a reporter.
He's a level-headed
guy. Not an insurance people from the Bernard Dalius Insurance Society.
That's right.
You see, like in the previous show, there's a whole reason for them to follow Vash around. And now it's like, how much story do you need to stick around? Roberta makes sense to me. So like if we never saw them again, as a plot line, I would never doubt it. I'd be like, oh, they were like, if I was watching this without knowing anything about the previous show, if they left and never came back, maybe at the end, or you hear like newspaper reporting from them or something, that would make sense. But if they just left and never came back, be like, yeah, I mean, they were reporters. Why would you stick around to be murdered?
Well, so they call him
what?
Punisher, and I think I heard Executioner as well. Are those both new nicknames? Or did they call him that in the original?
He had a nickname in the original, I think, but it's like revealed at the end, right? Didn't he have a nickname?
As I was trying to remember, I thought the Executioner was his like mentor. The guy with the glasses and the top hat that shoots him at the end, you know, spoiler, the guy who shoots him because of Legato. I thought he was the executioner
from the orphanage.
Sure. I think so. So I don't remember Wolfwood having a title,
but he could have. He
might have in the manga, but I don't remember what it was. Or
I've never read it. How did I forget this? I was at McKay's and they had two hardcover editions of the original Trigun manga that I picked up.
Nice.
So maybe I should go read them and tell them if... Well, you know what? So I figured this out. So I was flipping through them, and it does not end at the end of like the anime, and the anime is the original anime is faithful to the story, is because he wrote Trigun, and he wrote it in three parts, and then they rebound them in two volumes, and it ends. I'll have to look at where it ends. And then he kept writing. It's called Trigun Maximum.
Yeah,
and and if you need that too in order to finish the story. So I might not have the information to see if Wolfwood had a nickname, because that I think gets revealed much later than what I own. But I will see. I will see.
Report back with information.
I will. Get going.
I'll see if I can read two volumes with however many chapters before next week. I bet
do it.
Do it.
I want you to do it.
It's like a mix of Star Wars and the Dark Knight quotes going on here. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
Do it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, y'all have any other thoughts about Vash?
Now I'm super excited to see where this journey takes Ben. It's weird being on this side.
Yeah. I don't even know where we're going to end up, because Ben is way off the map. Kolb has switched to the positive side. I'm in the moderate camp, I guess, at this point. I don't know.
A good emotional death from Wolfwood would bring me back in.
We'll but you have to care about him first, right?
You have to care about him for that to
but
work.
But they can get me. They can get me real quick.
Just need some song and dance, as we've learned from Hamilton.
Hmm.
If they can bring in a song from Lin-Manuel Miranda and then Wolfwood dies, Ben will be in.
Yeah. Well, no, I'll give you an example of what I mean by that. So I recently watched Visions season 2.
Ooh.
And I was watching one of the episodes. The episodes are like 15 minutes long. And this episode was, let's say, 15 minutes. It was 14 minutes of garbage. And then like not caring about any characters, the story, or anything. And then there was like 15 seconds of like an emotional moment. I was like, oh, whew. Wow. It's just like, they're not allowed to do that. Nobody's allowed to do that. But that's, I can be easily brought right back in.
So, well, now I have to go watch all the Visions and figure out which episode you're talking about.
Yeah. I still like don't look at the episode and say like, oh, I like that episode. But I was impressed that they were able to bring any emotion out of me. And right. I was 0% interested the whole time. I was just like, oh, I actually almost stopped the episode and I was like, oh, okay, cool. We got something out of that. But yeah.
But nah.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't have anything else. I'm getting nervous.
I look forward to it now. I don't know what. Oh, man. Am I drunk? I'm looking forward to it.
Like, Kolb's never drank, so he's confused.
I've drank stuff before. I've never been drunk. Anyway.
Never
drank. I mean, I've never drank anything but water ever in my life. So I'm excited to actually watch the episode, but I'm excited to hear your guys' thoughts from now on. And I don't know why that is, but it is. So
don't lose the ability to disassociate your brains.
Yeah.
They might. There's probably going to be something that happens in the next episode that just brings me right back to my cynical, hateful ways.
This week was just a one-off. Oh, man.
Yeah, hilarious. We'll see.
Well, I guess we'll see, everybody. Tune in next week to see if Kolb is able to stay split, schizophrenic here. Tune in next week to see if Ben is swayed by emotional moments. And tune in next week to see if Chest is stuck in the moderate camp of not really knowing how he feels, which is really boring, and what all moderates feel like. They never pick a side. So don't do that. Don't be like them.
Political.
No. It's okay. That's who I am. So I, you know, just speaking about myself. Anyway, we hope you'll come back for all that and more on Three Dads Talking About Anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when three guys love anime?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when those three guys start having kids?
Children, dads, and so
become fathers
and each have kids separately. Went on to each separate ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime.
Three dads talking about anime.